County Neighbors, Ron Hayes with you on the Oklahoma Farm Report, spotlighting the Oklahoma FFA area stars for 2018. All during April, we're talking with the 20 FFA members who have been named an area star in one of four disciplines. This week, we're focusing on the five area stars in agri-science. With us today is Amy White from the Tipton FFA chapter, your Southwest area star in agri-science. Our special salute to these high achievers being made possible by AFR, the American Farmers and Ranchers, and AFR Insurance, proud to support Oklahoma's youth. You can visit the AFR website, IAFR.com, to learn more about how AFR supports the young people of Oklahoma. We're back with Amy White of Tipton in just a moment.
AFR Insurance proudly serves communities throughout Oklahoma, but we're more than just your neighborhood insurance company. Urban or rural, we're your neighbors. We grew up here. We're raising our families here. As your insurance company and your neighbors, we're investing in Oklahoma. AFR Insurance, insuring rural and urban tomorrows.
Amy White from the Tipton FFA chapter is the Southwest Area Star in Agri-Science. Amy, thank you for joining us today. Talk to us about your projects that you talked with the judges about at this year's Star Competition.
Well, actually, in Agri-Science, you usually see one project from your eighth grade year to your senior year, but I had four different projects, quite a bit. I had a plant science, animal science, and social systems. So in my eighth grade year, I did a science fair project about Totter Cold. It's about soil temperature and what color of plastic covering you would want to put over your soil to affect the germination of seeds during the winter or during the spring, however early you want to plant your plants. My ninth grade science fair project was about the SAE experience. It was about the AET website. It was to let ag teachers know what SAEs their kids are most involved in at the state, national, and local level. My 10th grade science fair was about fodder barley, probably one of my favorite plant science fairs, actually. It was, you can turn a 50-pound bag of feed into 300 pounds of livestock feed in just 7 days. So what you did was you soaked the barley seed in water. My testing was to see how many hours they needed to be soaked. So I did 30 hours, 24 hours, 18 hours, 12 hours, and 6 hours.
Wow.
Yes, I thought the 6 hours would be the most effective because it's the fastest, but actually the 24 hours is the most effective and consistent, keeping the weight value and nutrition value in those fodder sprouts and mats.
Okay.
And the science fair project I've been working on the past 2 years is about equine therapy. It is how people view equine therapy. And so I had a whole survey at the Oklahoma Youth Expo. I asked 100 random people if they knew what the different types of canine, equine, and psychotherapy were. My final question on that survey was, if you knew someone with disabilities, what therapy would you suggest and why? So my research showed that 43 out of 100 people said they picked canine, 42 out of 100 said equine, and 16 out of 100 said they'd pick psychotherapy. And I think the reason why the animal therapy is so much higher than the human therapy is because people would rather console in their animal than get judged by a human.
So the equine therapy is actually to try to interact with that person that is challenged in some way and to try to help them.
Yes, definitely.
Tell me a little bit about your involvement with FFA.
Well, I'm involved in a lot of things. I've been working on Ag Cells the past 3 years, which is a CDE event. I'll participate at State Stillwater. Mm-hmm. I do livestock. I show pigs, dairy cattle. But you can't do dairy cattle at OIE. So I go to the Sooner State, which is in July up here at Stillwater. I'm involved in the communications team, ag broadcasting. We call it TVL. And we do a lot of leadership involvement things at Tipton FFA.
How has FFA helped you?
It's helped me a lot. It's helped me develop those personal leadership skills that not everybody can get from just sitting in school. It's helped me communicate better and be able to talk like this with you on a daily basis. It's just taught me so much experience and examples I can use in the future.
What's your plans after graduation from high school?
I plan to go to Southwestern Oklahoma State University. I want to major in psychology. Actually, I want to be a coach, but whatever helps me to work with kids is what I'm going to do.
Thank you, Amy. Amy White from the Tipton FFA chapter, your Southwest area star in agriscience. Our thanks to AFR and AFR Insurance for sponsoring our coverage of the Oklahoma FFA stars, all of whom will be honored at the upcoming Oklahoma FFA State Convention, May 1st and 2nd. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.